Blog Talk Radio.
Andrea, your host for today's show. I have a very special guest coming on today, Albie Sacramone from the original band Don't Know. Hopefully he will be with us in shortly. I have a new special announcement for Don't Know. They have a brand new record being released through Mystic Records. You can stay tuned to their website to see how to order their new record. It's not quite out yet. It's just in the beginning stages here. I do have a couple good shows to see today. Warfest.com presents JSA, DI, the original DI, American Made, Jurassic Park, and more. Tickets are 50% off right now. If you go to their website, you can go ahead and reserve tickets for $6. You will find them at 6251 East Pacific Coast Highway, Long Beach, California. Okay. Now I want to play a little song for you, and here's Decry.
People go to changes, never will be the same. Everyone's in different places.
Great band. You know, I remember years back at the Café de Grand, they were always playing there along with Don't Know, Sorry State, Mentors, so many wonderful bands, and I just can't believe that so much time has gone by. And we also have some other announcements here. The Last in Alley Cats, their official filmage after show party is at Alex's Bar tonight at 2113 East Anaheim Street in Long Beach. The Rockets are also having a new record release party. Go to their downloading page on Facebook. You can set your own price. There's no minimum, no maximum. And you can download 11 tracks of punk rockabilly bliss, as only the Rockets can do. They're really, really a fun band. I videotaped them a few years back in Redding, California, and boy, what a fun night. Just one big rockabilly show. And let me see, what else do we have? Tomorrow at the Vex, we have the one and only Black Sabbath. We'll take you the stage of the Hallowed Vex Arts in order to end your summer with a smash. It's located at 4240 Alhambra Avenue, Los Angeles. And you won't want to miss this. Okay, so looks like we have Albie Sacramone on the line. Are you there, Albie?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, how's it going, big brother?
I'm doing good. How you doing, my sister?
I'm there. You know, we had so much fun working years ago at the Café de Grand. Wow, so many good memories. Would you like to share some?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, to me, that place was like the old punker clubhouse. And in the beginning of the whole scene, that place, although it came in a little later, it probably started to blossom around 80, 81. That place was like home away from home for me.
It was for a lot of us, yes.
Yeah. And, I mean, the memories I have of that place are all fond. And, I mean, we've played there many times. And we played there with the Exploited and Battalion of Saints in their heyday and, you know, many others. And the good times that I've had there are just so many that, I mean, just to try to remember one instance would be impossible because there's a thousand of them for that place.
I agree. You know? I agree.
Yeah.
And you know, when... I came and filmed you just recently in June. Don't Know was playing in Highland Park. And the same love that everyone expressed it for one another back at the Café de Grand was all present. It was present there in Highland Park, despite drive-by shooting.
Oh, my God. You know, that was so funny because we laughed so hard about that because the shows that we have been doing in the last couple of years have all been tame compared to how it used to be. And that just brought us back to the way it was, right?
Yes,
you know, like it was like a perfect ending, you know, the drive-by shooting at the you know,
I know. What are the odds? And poor Doug Moody of Mystic Records was running around. They're shooting outside, and you know, back in the day, that was common, everyday occurrence. It's like, we're from L.A., we're used to that, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, that was not abnormal back in the day. In fact, I remember when we played a show at this, it was in L.A., and after we played, I came downstairs, and it erupted in a gunfight. Now, the guy that was shooting was behind the car that I was crouched down in front of the car. He
oh,
was
how
shooting
scary.
Over my head. Yeah, it was
oh,
pretty
how scary.
It was crazy. And that's you know, that's just the way it was back then. I mean, to be punk rock and to look a little different for back then, I mean, you just
sure.
incited reactions. You know, it just automatically happened. And you had to be a little hard to walk around with a red mohawk or anything like that back then. You know, I mean, you had to
this
be able to hold your own and hold your mud.
This is very true. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I hear that you have a new record coming out on Mystic. Would you like to share?
Yeah. Well, I saw Doug Moody. Of course, we did that 7-inch on Mystic and many years ago, I think like 83 or something. And we did a bunch of compilations for him also. And
yes,
I
know The Party or Go Home. That's one of my favorites. And I do see Don't Know on the cover.
Yeah, no, they mine too also. I mean, that record is just from beginning to end is just insane. I mean, I love that record. But I hadn't seen Doug Moody since probably 84 or 85. And when I saw him at that Highland Park show, it just rekindled everything that I had remembered about that guy. And it was so exciting for me to see him and see how good he looks at 85 and the vigor of that man. It just, you know, it excited me just to be around him, to rehash old memories. And, you know, and when we talked about doing a Don't Know CD, I just thought to myself, how perfect is it that it began with that man and it's going to end with that man? And to me, he's an icon in this. And, I know he catches a lot of grief on some of the productions of his stuff, but I mean the angst and the energy and aggression of it always comes through on his stuff. And for me to be part of this again, I'm just proud as a peacock to be involved and be able to talk to him also again. You know,
sure.
He's a special person.
He really is a super guy. I enjoy working with him at Mystic Records, and for everything going on from beginning to end, he's still there, and boy, he's willing to go the extra mile to help the unknown bands and continuing on, you know.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the, you know how true it is. A lot of the bands that actually stayed with it all those years, who started there, you know, are actually reaping the benefits of what they did in the beginning, you know.
That's right.
Just kept it
That's
going.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, we ended it at about, I think, 89. And then restarted it again, you know, just a few years ago.
Sure. Yep, and I remember you came to the Café de Grand reunion that I hosted in Burbank in 2012, and that was really fun. You guys really jammed, and wow, it was great. We will look forward to seeing your record release. People can stay tuned to mysticrecordshq.com for updates on how the new release is coming out. And I thank you for calling in, Albie. We're just about out of time. So party on, brother. Party or go home. Isn't that what we say? Huh?
That's right, Candace. Party or go home. Love you, honey. You take care of yourself.
Love you too, Albie. All right, you take
care. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye.
Come on, Dick, it's not too late.